Good evening, Viking fans, and welcome to Martin Stadium. This is the CBC Bank Press Box, and this is your countdown to kickoff. Brought to you by Cass Birch, S&S Services, and Advanced Disposal. And it is going to be for all the marbles tonight. Lowndes High versus the Colquitt County Packers. The winner tonight will claim the region crown for Region 1-7A. Lowndes comes in 9-0, Colquitt with two losses, but a very dangerous team. Joining me in the booth is Taylor Biddle. Down on the sideline is Marty Rogers. Taylor, we've been circled this game since the very beginning of the season, and it's finally here.
I would think you're absolutely right, Bill. There's two games that we all look to at the beginning of the year. Vadosta game, of course, is always going to be one of those. And in this game, I mean, it's a region opponent for us. They've actually had our number a lot lately. And we have not, this group of kids on this field have not been successful against the Colquitt County Packers. We're looking to change that tonight. It's a very good ball club we're facing tonight. But you know what? We got a pretty good ball club as well, too. So I look for two evenly matched ball clubs tonight to come out, understand what's at stake, looking at the brackets, potential stuff. You know, this one seed that everybody's fighting for here tonight, you know, could set up pretty good with home field advantage and our matchups. So a lot to still be determined, but we do know one thing tonight. Winner of this game is going to take the region.
Yeah, and it is. This game, I think, will come down to a lot of different factors, and we'll go into more depth about that. But you're talking about a team in Lowndes that, in my opinion, has played within themselves, disciplined, learned to take care of the football, things like that. Colquitt, on the other hand, in their losses, have had issues with control and turnovers and things. And that could be the difference in this kind of ball game. I know that I heard from someone today that they heard Russ Prost say that they felt like Colquitt would have to play one of their the best game of the season in order to come out victorious tonight.
I think both teams have to play their best game. I mean, any team can be beat in this region. I mean, look at last week, the region matchups last week and the week before that. I mean, anybody can be beat in this region, and both teams are going to have their A game tonight. And you know, I hope we can come out victorious. Both teams have made their teams out here on special teams getting some warm-ups, and one of my favorite parts is going down to our good friend Marty Rogers to get his take on what he's seeing so far, seeing some booming kick field goals being made by both teams. Marty, you're down there right in the middle of the action. What's it like down there on the field?
Guys, it is electric already. I've had a chance to talk to some players. Yes, I'm watching the skill guys out here kick and catch kicks, and just a limited number of people. Michael Barrett's out here warming up, loosening up, throwing some balls. We love to look into their eyes, kind of see what their demeanor's like, and that's something we try to talk about each and every week. And tonight, it's no different than the last few region games. They are extremely focused, extremely excited. You can tell they're ready, but there is a buzz. There's a buzz around the town. There's been a buzz in the parking lot today. I got here fairly early. There's a lot of people in the parking lot tailgating. There's already a good crowd in the stands. Colquitt already has quite a few people here. It's just an electric atmosphere. It's going to be a great night for football. The weather's perfect, as I know you'll talk about a little bit more here in a minute. But just down here on the field, guys, it is just we're ready for some football. This is 1-7A Georgia high school football at its finest, and I'm excited and ready for it.
Well, thanks, Marty, for that sideline update brought to you by Equipment Parts Supply. Let's go over to Taylor now. It is time for our weather report.
Yeah, one of those things that I like to highlight as you come to the game, you got that jacket in your car. Do I bring it? Do I leave it? What do I do? We're not weathermen. We're not right all the time. But at kickoff, it should be around 62 degrees tonight, going to drop into the high 50s as later as the game goes. Dare I say it, 0% chance of rain on the radar. So should be a good night of football. I think the last time we were in Martin Stadium this game, it was pouring down rain. Do y'all remember that? I believe we had a pouring down rain.
That was senior night. That's exactly right, yeah.
And weather really played an impact on that game for us. But, you know, it's gonna be a good, clean game tonight. I got a feeling both teams are well coached. And we'll get you those Deloach Body Works coaches interviews in just a little bit as we continue with our pregame here at Martin Stadium. Both teams are well coached, and they got a lot of athletes. Both teams have some prospects that we'll get into a little later. And, you know, we'll try to set the stage for you. Bill, I know you had something special you wanted to mention.
Well, I was just going to mention tonight, of course, is getting close to Halloween. That is Tuesday night. And as in response to that, there will not be a coaches show Tuesday night. That'll be the 31st of October. So if you were planning to get out to the mill on Tuesday for Halloween, go to the mill. Have a great Halloween. But we will not be there this Tuesday night. We're going to take that off. We'll be back in action on November, I believe that's the 7th on Tuesday night. So to get ready for Halloween, there is the VSU Haunted Trail. Gates open tonight at 8 o'clock. Everyone who's in line by 11 o'clock tonight will be able to go through. And it is high school night tonight. So with a $5 admission and a high school ID, you can go through that trail. $8 is the general admission. It's at 1300 Sestilla Avenue behind the parking deck there at VSU. Just follow the signs. Ages 13 and up. It's a 20-minute long haunted experience. If you want more information, go to mykickscountry.com. But again, remember, tonight is high school night. With your high school ID, only a $5 admission for a 20-minute haunted trail to get you ready for Halloween. And we're ready for Halloween right here at Martin Stadium. I hope it's a treat instead of a trick, and we'll get it all ready for you right here. We're going to take a 5-minute break here on the countdown to kickoff. When we come back, we should have our coaches' interviews and our players' interviews, our impact players tonight, as we get ready to take on the Colquitt County Packers. You're listening to the Viking Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be back after this 5-minute break. And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. This is the Lounge High Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Cass Birch, Advanced Disposal, and S&S Services. As we look down on the field, a lot more of the skill players have come out on both sides of the field, Taylor. I know Marty is looking around. We've got a seat coach, Russ Prost, for Colquitt out there. Coach McPherson as well. We'll get those interviews for you in a little while. Of course, as they become available, we'll get those coaches. And that's one of our favorite parts, is to really get live and on the field the coaches' input about what this game is going to look like tonight.
It really does give a lot of insight to what each coach is expecting. Now, 99% of the time you get coach speak.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Well, coach, ball club, good speed, you know, everybody's good, blah, blah, blah. But you really get to hear the inside of what that coach is expecting, who he's wanting to key on, things of that nature. So we really appreciate the Loach Body Works sponsoring that segment for us tonight. And I know Marty will be able to slide the mic in here in just a little bit and get those interviews, and we'll get the insight. So, Marty, when you get to a point that you're ready, just let me know, brother, and we'll get it down there.
Well, let's go ahead and down through the field. I know he's got Coach Russ Prost right now. Well, I say he did. He's going to come back out to the middle of the field.
They're going to walk closer so the microphone stays in range, I believe.
Well, you got Wes out there bending the ear of Coach Prost, so that could take a little while.
Hey, guys, I am here standing with Coach Rush Prost. Coach, thanks for your time, Coach. Coach, your team's coming off a tough loss to a really good Tiffin team last week. How have they responded this week? I mean, everything's still at stake. I know the region championship's on the line tonight. How have your kids responded to that, and what's preparation been like this week?
I think preparation's been really good. I've been very pleased with the way we bounced back. I thought we had a little hangover Sunday. Maybe not as much Sunday as it was Monday. But after that, I thought our kids, you know, I backed down on practice some, and they got refreshed. And, you know, I guess they thought I was just going to come in and rip them and chew them and all that stuff. And I said, look, guys, we got beat by a good football team, and we didn't help them with 11 penalties. I said, anytime you commit 11 penalties, and we have for 3 weeks in a row, So the biggest issue is we've got to minimize our penalties. And a lot of times that happens with a young team. I mean, I think we're playing 7 seniors tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4. Part-time, another one's 5, 6, 7, 8. 8, sometimes 9. But out of 17, the rest of them don't play. And so we got 41 juniors and 44 sophomores and 55 freshmen. So our numbers are going to get back up. And, you know, we got a lot of good players coming back. But this is a great measuring stick for us, I think. And I think Lounge is the best team in the state. And I don't know who else could. I mean, I've looked at all. I've looked at Archer. I've looked at Grayson. Now Archer's good on defense. Grayson's good on defense. I think Lounge has just got that it factor on offense that you need to have. and you know, if they don't turn it over and stuff and get heavily penalized, and I think they're the team to beat. So for our kids, you know, it's a chance for us to see where we are against a really good Lowndes team.
Coach, you mentioned that it factor about Lowndes offense, and that starts with number one. He's had a great year. But you got some it factor guys on your defense, too, with J.J. Peterson and Rashad Rebels and all. Talk to us about how special those two young men have been to coach, and who are some other leaders you're counting on defense to try to stop this Lowndes offense?
Well, J.J., you know, hadn't played very well until, you know, I thought at Camden, I thought he played pretty good, and I thought last week he was hit or miss, you know, but he cost us with a dreadful penalty that hurt our football team. When we was getting a momentum swung, he gets a personal foul, and he knows he messed up, but he just has not. He was hurt early part of the year, and it took him a while to get in shape. But I think he's as fresh tonight as I've seen him. He had as good a week of practice as I've seen. I'm expecting him. If he don't play well, we have no chance. Rashad Rose is another one that's led us in tackles, but he's banged up a little bit tonight. He'll try to go, but we'll see how long he can go. Other ones, really, to me, is linebacker by the committee. I mean, Kamari Lewis and Samari Lewis, twin brothers. One plays inside back, one plays outside back. Marcus Anderson, Colin Kubiak, another one. They're not real big, but there are a lot of them. And we play about six linebackers. Caleb Dawson is a big playmaker for us, committed to outstate, and his backup may be as good as him. Jarvis Christopher, a good corner. And then we got some young corners that we really like, and Jay Ward and that's Washington kid, Marcus Washington, that are very, very good players. D-line, Brian Merritt's having a great year. He's as good a junior D-lineman as you want. He's got great punch. And then the rest of them, it's just a rotation of about seven or eight guys. We'll play 30-something kids on defense tonight.
Well, that's the good thing there is they stay fresh with that kind of depth, and that's a sign of a great program that you've built over there in Moultrie there at Cauquid County. But Coach, you mentioned the few seniors. One of them is your quarterback, is a senior, having a good year. But, Coach, your offense has always kind of been known for spreading it out, throwing it, putting it in the air a lot. But you're led this year by your running game. Two great running backs, good offensive line. Talk to us about those two young men and what they've done for your offense this year.
Well, you know, our offensive line is average. You know, now we don't lose but one guy. But them two running backs are SEC running backs. So yeah, it's crazy not to give them the football, you know. Although Steven, we probably took the bridle out of his hand too quick last week. He was hot, 15 for 16 and a half, you know. But he's just now getting, this is his 10th start tonight as a senior. So we're expecting big things for him. He's a D1 quarterback, good player.
Coach, we really appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marty, for that coach's interview brought to you by DeLoach Body Works, and I know he's going to head over now and see if we can't get a word with Coach Randy McPherson before we start talking about tonight's impact players. As
Coach Probst is always a good interview. I enjoy I said Coach speak earlier. A lot of times he gives it as it is. We got Coach Mack down there with Marty. Let's go to the field now.
Yeah, guys, I didn't have to walk very far. I'm right here with Coach Randy McPherson. Coach, been a lot of talk this week about this being the region championship, the tiebreakers, playoff seedings. None of that really matters. I know that. You know that. How focused have the kids been on this football game?
Man, we've had a really good week of practice, you know. These kids want this game, man. You know, they're ready. They're prepared. You know, we're going to give it our best shot.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, speaking of focus, your team's been focused, as all your teams each and every year, on stopping the run. And they've done a very good job of that this year. Just talked to Coach and Probst about the fact they've got two really Division I running backs, very good running backs, that's leading their offense this year. How do you slow them down tonight? How do you plan on trying to stop them?
Well, we got to wrap them up. You know, we got to get off blocks and we got to tackle. They're very good. They're a very good team. You know, we're going to have to play a great defense, and we're going to have to be able to score.
Absolutely. Of course, Coach Probst also talked about on the other side of the ball, they've got about 30 players playing on defense, and that's going to keep them fresh, obviously, keep their legs fresh. But your offense, again, has been rolling, averaging almost 54 points a game. What are the keys offensively tonight and move football and try to put some points on the board?
You've got to be able to block them first, you know. That's the most important thing. Make plays when we throw it. You know, I think our offensive line is going to have a big night.
Absolutely. Interesting to say that. We're going to get to that in a minute. I was going to talk a little bit about our offensive line when our impact players. But, Coach, again, we alluded to it. This is region championships really on the line tonight. And that means so much. Means a lot to this community. Obviously, the fans are already here. Great atmosphere for football. How important is home field in a game like this?
Well, we'd rather play here, that's for sure. I'd rather be here than over there, I promise you. Our kids are ready to go.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, good luck to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works Coaches interview. Let's take a three-minute break here on the countdown to kickoff. When we come back, we'll have our impact players for tonight for the Colquitt County Packers and your Lowndes High Vikings. You're listening to the Viking Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back after this three-minute break. And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. I'm Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle. Down on the sideline, Marty Rogers. And this is the countdown to kickoff brought to you by Cass Birch, S&S Services, and Advanced Disposal. And it's time now for our segment brought to you by Deloach Body Works, our impact players for tonight's games. I'm going to turn it over to Taylor Biddle. Go ahead, Taylor.
I want to start tonight on the Colquitt County High School side of the offense. Coach Probst alluded to it a little bit earlier. Marty mentioned in his interview as well. I'm going to keep an eye on number 31, Ty Leggett. Leads the region in rushing. He's the real deal. 135 carries, 964 yards. He's averaging 7 yards per tote. You do that up and down the field against this Viking team, and you're going to win the ball game tonight. He's got 9 touchdowns on the year. He comes in as a junior, guy that get a little bit of experience last year and year before. 5'10", 172 pound, kind of a scat back look. They've got a more power rusher as well in Edwards, but Ty Leggett's going to be that scat back, and he can get some yards on you. Number 31, Ty Leggett, keep an eye on him tonight.
I was going to add to that, too, as I was looking over the stats. You know, the closest other player to numbers of carries is one player has 88 carries. Outside of that, Ty Leggett is carrying the rock for the Schuylkill County Packers. Offensively, I'm going to look to their wide receiver, number 2, Cam Singletary. He's got 43 receptions on the year, 561 yards, 4 touchdowns. He's averaging 13 yards a reception. So you got to watch out for him, but you also got to look out for Cam as a punt returner as well. He's got 24 punt returns, only 10 fair catches in that, and he's averaging 10 yards a return on punt. So you got to look out for number 2, Cam Singletary, my impact player for the Colquitt County offense.
Guys, I'm looking at their senior quarterback. You just heard Coach Probst talk about him being a D1 type kid. He's I've asked several coaches. I've asked a couple players trying to get the proper pronunciation. I know y'all did too, and I keep getting Krajewski or Krajewski, so I'm not real sure. But either way, he's 6'4", 205, so you're going to call his name a lot tonight, whether it's right or wrong. He's certainly going to have an impact in this game. He's got he's having a great year, guys. He's thrown for 1,327 yards. He's 113 for 174. So he's got a very good completion percentage. He's thrown for 10 touchdowns. But guys, you heard Coach Probst allude to it, and it's true. He gets on hot streaks. Against Tucker this year, he actually completed 14 in a row at one point against Tipton and Brookwood in two really big games, the two they lost. He actually had streaks of 10 completions in a row. So he's a very accurate passer that can get on hot streaks. And we all know their running game. We're going to be focused on that, as we talked about with Coach Max. They're going to run the football, and they've ran it well this year. But that's going to open up the play action and look for Krajewski or Krajewski, however you do pronounce it. Look for him to have a game tonight, and he's going to have a big game tonight in order for them to beat these Vikings. So he's my impact player for the Colquitt County Packers offense.
Flipping over to the other side of the ball, trying to defend that Colquitt County offense. I'm going to look at our defense. I'm going to go with our D-line, fellas. I'm going to give all of them some props. Number 92, Walker Schwab. He's one of the senior leaders on our team. Comes in 5'10". I think it's a little short for him, but a little roster magic there. 160 pounds is a senior. I'm also going to look at Gary Osby. He wears number 2.
going to look at Mike Gentry, number 36, and number 62 tonight. Jordan Dekoff, he usually is wearing number 54, so Dekoff will be wearing number 62 tonight. Schwab's got 30 tackles. He's got 6 sacks. Gentry's got 12 tackles. Been hurt majority of the year, but we've had him back the last couple games. Good to have him. Osby's got 26 tackles, 3 sacks. Dekoff has 13 tackles, 2 sacks. One thing we were not able to do against Tifton is put pressure on the quarterback like we like to do. That is going to be critical tonight to have any success against this Colquitt County offense. We've got to pressure the quarterback. If we get some penetration with just those guys up front, we're going to be able to do some things in the secondary. Maybe get one of Marty's magical crystal ball picks there. But we got to be able to put pressure on it. It's going to start up front with those guys. They're my defensive impact players tonight for the Lowndes Valley defense.
Well, I'm going to slide back into the defense and start looking at those defensive backs. The guy I think tonight really makes an impact is Tymier Moore. In the safety spot, we've seen him play so well this year. He's got 4 interceptions on the year, 39 total tackles, but he seems to be in all of the places he needs to be. The pass breakups, the ability to get in coverage and, you know, in essence, scare the receiver, if you will. They hear his footsteps. He and Fred Stewart right there in the middle there as the safeties do a great job. And I think it's Tymier Moore tonight who I'm going to keep an eye on, and he's the guy that's going to make a difference tonight for our Lowndes High defense.
Guys, I'm going to start with our leading tackler, number 45, Tyson Shaw, senior outside linebacker. Talked to Tyson before the game, and Tyson admitted that last week was not his best game. He gave up a couple big plays in the pass game. He got matched up with receivers there on the inside and actually gave up a big play for a touchdown, and he knows that. And he's looking to prove himself tonight. I think he comes out. I think he plays well tonight. He is our leading tackler. He's got 8, I think, tackles for loss. But Tyson is a very active player. He's all over the field, but he's also the guy that's leading our defense. He's extremely vocal and probably the vocal leader of our defense, he and Tymier Moore that you just talked about. But I look for Tyson to have a big night tonight. I look for him to rebound from last week, play one of his better games tonight, and I think he has a huge impact on this football game. I'm going with Tyson Shaw as my Deloge Body Works impact player for the Vikings defense.
Thank you, Marty. We've got 27 minutes until kickoff. We're going to take a 5-minute break, and when we come back, we will wrap up our Impact Players segment tonight. You are listening to the Lowndes High Countdown to Kickoff, sponsored by Advanced Disposal, S&S Services, and Cass Burch. We'll be right back after this 5-minute break.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. I'm Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle down on the field. Marty Rogers, let's go back to Taylor for the continuation of our Deloach Body Works Impact Players.
Thank you, Bill Osborne. I want to start back on the offensive side of the ball for the Lowndes High Vikings. It's no question that we kind of ebb and flow with how Michael Barrett does. 6 foot, 221 pound senior, number one. He's got offers from a lot of people in the country. On the season, he's the third leading rusher in the region. He's got 84 carries for 770 yards. He's averaging 9.2 per carry. He's got 11 touchdown runs. Passing, 74 of 114 for 1365. He does have one interception, and he's thrown 12 touchdown passes. This game last year, I know that was last year, but this game last year, Michael Barrett had 4 rushing touchdowns. Some of those were critical for us. First drive, and then late in the game, we also had a big Michael Barrett run to keep us keep that game close. Unfortunately, Michael did throw 2 interceptions last year, so he's been a more disciplined quarterback this year. And his ability to break tackles, he's going to be hard pressed against some of those defenders that Coach Prost and Marty were talking about in pregame, making those guys miss. It's going to be key for us tonight. Keep an eye on number one, Michael Barrett.
Well, I'm going to go with my impact player from last week because he had such a great night. I just think he's still such an integral part of how well this team will perform tonight, and that's number 6, Travis Tisdale. He's got 61 carries on the year, 450 yards, 9 touchdowns, but throw in 19 receptions for another 415 yards and 3 touchdowns. We're seeing a diversity in Travis Tisdale that we haven't seen before. Last year it was, hand him the ball, get the big yards. Now he's able to do so many different things. He's such a weapon in the backfield from the slot receiver or from the backfield where he just rolls out and Michael Barrett hits him in stride. And when you can get him in open space running down the field and keeps his feet underneath him, he can take off and nobody's going to catch him. He's also got 7 kick returns for 265 yards, averaging 38 yards a kick return, and nobody wants to kick to him on kick returns. So look out for number 6, Travis Tisdale, my offensive player for the Lions High Vikings.
Guys, those are great picks, and obviously those two guys are going to have a great game for the Vikings tonight. But neither one of them can unless you get a good game out of the guys up front. You heard Coach Mack tonight. The last thing he said when talking about our offense is we got to get good play of the offensive line. Those guys are going to be my impact players tonight. They have to have a great game for our Vikings in order for us to put up points against this great Colquitt County defense that you heard Coach Probst say there's a bunch of them, so they're going to be fresh. We have got to stay disciplined. We've got to execute on the offensive line and create some openings for Tisdale and for Michael Barrett. I'm going to mention those guys. You've got left tackle Jalen Goff. You've got Dalton Hall, Palmer Henderson at center, kind of the leader of the group. Then you got Reggie Oxford at right guard and Derek Esquivel over at the right tackle. Those guys were the players of the week, if you will, in the Georgia High School Football Daily. They're the offensive linemen of the week, I should say, in the Georgia High School Football Daily last week. Paved the way for over 500 yards for offense for Lowndes against Camden. Just to give you a couple numbers, as they pointed out this week, Jalen Goff is the only lineman over 6'1 at 6'7. Derek Esquivel is the only one of them over 300, over 260, that is, and he's at 305. So not the biggest offensive line, but they're all seniors, and they've done a great job this year. Michael Barrett has thrown the ball 127 times this year, and we've only given up 3 sacks. We're averaging almost 380 yards a game on the offensively, and we're scoring right at 54 points. That's 53.9 to be exact, points per game, with the potential tonight to be the highest scoring team in Georgia high school history all time in the regular season if we score over 60. So, guys, it all starts up front. And these guys, these offensive linemen have done a great job all year, and we're going to need another great effort out of them tonight against the Colquitt County Packers.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over, trying to defend that Lowndes High offense. I'm going to look at number 1, J.J. Peterson. Guys, he fits the description of a high school football player. I mean, what can I say? 6'1", 210-pound senior. The linebacker for them. He also plays a little wide receiver, so keep him in mind, too. He's caught 6 passes for 54 yards and a touchdown. But defensively is where he does most of his damage. He's got 66 total tackles. He's got 11 tackles for losses. And he's a guy that's got offers from almost everybody. Alabama, Auburn, Arkansas, Clemson, Georgia, Florida State, Michigan, just to name a few. He's really hot on Alabama at the moment, so anytime you get a player of his caliber that's getting offers from those kind of people, you got to watch for him. So you saw what I did there. I took number 1 for us against number 1 for them. Keep an eye on the 1-1 matchup tonight, because I think whoever wins that battle could win this ball game tonight.
Well, I'm going to look defensively at number 9, Marcus Anderson, a guy that has 86 tackles on the year, 14 tackles for loss. He's 5.5 sacks, 11 quarterback hurries, and a fumble recovery. You don't hear a lot about number 9, Marcus Anderson, but he comes from that middle linebacker spot, and he's very slippery. He has gotten into the backfield several times. Obviously, 11 quarterback hurries on the year, along with the tackles for loss and sacks. He's going to be a guy I'm going to keep an eye on. He's just done a great job this year. Number 9, Marcus Anderson, my impact player for the Colquitt County defense.
Guys, I'm going to look at their leading tackler, Coach Probst talked about there in the coach's interview. Number 15, junior, Rashad Rebels, 6'1", 183 pounds. Guys, this young man's got 17 tackles for loss on the season. The coach did say that he's a little banged up. He would try to go tonight. Wasn't sure how long he would go. Again, y'all talked earlier. I think that might be some coach speak. I think this young man, even though he might be a little banged up, is ready to play against us tonight, and I think we're going to get his best shot. But he needs to make plays for Colquitt County tonight. Obviously, we know our offense has put some yards up, has put some points on the board, and Rashad's their leading tackler, so he's going to have to come out and play well tonight. But he's my Deloge Body Works impact player for the for the Colquitt County Packer defense.
Thank you, Marty. That wraps up our Deloge Body Works impact players tonight. Remember, if your vehicle has been an impact, choose Deloge Body Works. We got about 14 minutes until kickoff here at Martin Stadium. We're going to take a 3-minute break. You're listening to the Countdown to Kickoff on Viking Radio Network 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. Let's turn it over to Taylor Biddle right now.
One good thing they just did at pregame was recognize some very important people. A key component to the success of this program are the breakfast moms who serve breakfast every morning, prepare sandwiches for away games, prepare camp meals, and serve the team in many ways. Led by Tina Gordon Murdahl, these Mamas Feeding Plowboys are the heart and soul of the feeding program. Tonight they're recognized on the field. Stacey Shaw, Lee Warren, April Allman, Tina Harrell, Kathy Corbett, Liz Touchton, Davia Lee, May Stokes, Lee Tedder, and Shannon Cook. They were given roses tonight, and what a great job those guys do feeding all the team and kids. They were recognized with some roses and some special things tonight. It's really something that is very important to this group, and you've seen success in the weight program.
Well, we got to talk to Tanya Murdahl at the coaches show Tuesday night. What a neat lady, as she just really has embraced this and done a great job with it. As we wait on the invocation and the national anthem, we're going to go take another 3-minute break here on the Viking Radio Network. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break.
Dear Heavenly Father.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle down on the field, Marty Rogers. And joining us now in the press box, the big man himself, Wes James. Wes, you've been down on the field. You got a chance to see the players, talk to some of the coaches. What's it like down there? We heard from Marty, the electric atmosphere. What do you got to say?
Well, all I can say, I was talking to a couple of players, and I said, are we ready? And one of the players turned and looked me right dead in the eye. And if looks could kill, I'd been a dead man. He never nodded his head. He just looked at me. Another one of the coaches. I said, Coach? And he turned and looked at me, and he just stopped. Taylor, he had a stare about him that you just wouldn't believe. I mean, it was like, and then another coach, I said, are we ready? And he grabbed me by the arm. He said, we're more than ready.
Yeah, and I mean, it's all business tonight, Wes. I mean, if you can't get up and get ready for a ball game like this, I mean, you aren't mentally.
The old saying, your wood's wet.
Yeah, you're just not going to mentally be there as a team. I mean, you know what's at stake here. A team that's had your number for the last 4 years, for all the marbles tonight as far as Region 1 goes, and we looking over there at the Region Championship sign, I hadn't seen any paint put on that wall in a long time, fellas.
A long time.
And we'd like to change that here tonight, so we got to TCB it tonight, fellas. We got to take care of business. We got to TCB it. So taking care of business tonight, if we do that, we play our game that we know we can play, limit our mistakes, make them make some mistakes, and if we take advantage of their mistakes, we're going to TCB it.
TCB with TTT.
There you go.
Travis Tisdale time. But I tell you what, one player we really didn't talk a lot about in the countdown to kickoff was Tavon Kyle.
Yeah.
Tavon Kyle quietly does his job. As I was looking through my impact players, he really kept sticking out there. Maybe I should go with Tavon Kyle. I went with Travis Tisdale, but Tavon Kyle is just a phenomenal wide receiver.
That was the player who gave me the stare that... Like I said, I looked at him like, ooh, this young man is fixing to cut me. I mean, he just got real quiet, and that look on his face was...
Well, he's intense. I mean, obviously, what he does when he catches the ball and after what he does with the yards after the catch, he's just incredible. He makes bad passes look great. He adjusts his body in unbelievable ways to make receptions. And then what he does with it after he catches it is just phenomenal. What do we got with Chuck down here? Let's head down to Chuck Lawrence, one of our spotters. What do you got, Chuck?
All right, we got the captain tonight for Chocolate County Packers. We have number 5, Caleb Dawson. Number 8, Stephen Krajewski.
We'll go with any of those.
Krajewski. Number 2, Cam Singletary. And number 1, J.J. Peterson. And tonight for your Lounge Vikings, we have number 34, Will Talbert, number 58, Kadeem Bergman, number 61, Jalen Goff, and number 1, Michael Berry.
That is your team captains tonight as they make their way down the sidelines. And Marty will have the coin toss out at the 50-yard line live for us as it begins. As we've got about 3 minutes left on the clock, again, I want to say thank you again for joining us for the countdown to kickoff here this afternoon, brought to you by S&S Services, Cass Birch, and Advanced Disposal. And as we wrap it up tonight, we're going to send it over to Taylor Biddle and Wes James for all your play-by-play action for tonight's matchup. Now, guys, take it away.
Just one of those things,
Wes, I mean, it gives you chill bumps. I've kind of had that ready-to-go feel all day. I mean, it's one of those. We circled it. We talked about it in the pregame a little bit. We circled it on the calendar. We know what this game means now. I think we're ready.
I've had butterflies. I won't tell you no story. I've had butterflies since Tuesday. The excitement is built. I wouldn't call anybody. I wouldn't talk to anybody about it. I said, you know, just normally I'd have been talking to Bill or you four or five times a day. And I said, no, let's just keep it under wraps because this is going to be – I was in over and needed to go downstairs with Marty. Let's go downstairs to Marty.
Guys, they're saying their introductions here. We'll get the official in just a minute.
Stop. Look. Listen. Here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
Here come your Vikings!
I got President U.S. Grant. He's head. Statue of Liberty's tail. What would you like to call?
Heads.
He said head. It's tails.
It's tails. You won the toss.
Okay, you won the first.
You won the first?
Sure.
Very good.
Lounge has won the toss. First in the second half. Ball's yours. Coach said you wanted to kick that way. Still the case?
Guys, we won the toss. Elected to defer and we'll be kicking towards the field house.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Coin toss update it is. Vans making their way off the field. Both teams have not come out yet. Colquitt is waiting for their sign to go up. Fans have made their way in. Really a packed house on the home side. And they're telling us a little around 10,000, maybe a few more here tonight. So not a complete sellout. You still get tickets on the visitor side. Kind of over near behind the Packer band is where a majority of the empty seats are behind there. But Cochran County always brings a good crowd, no matter where they go, West. And, you know, it's a well-coached ball club, so we're going to have our A game tonight.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, man.
Don't have any major predictions for you tonight, but I do want to tell you a couple things that I've looked at, kind of studied that crystal ball. It's been a little cloudy this week, and you get two great teams like that it normally is. But, guys, I think we need to be able to run the football tonight. The team that runs the football the best tonight, I think, has a great chance of winning this football game. Guys, I think we do run the football well. Also think whoever doesn't turn it over is always in big games, and whoever creates the fewest penalties, I think, is a big point in this game. And then, obviously, big plays. One thing I will say, we have not had a run, baby, run all year long. Look for it tonight. Taylor, get ready. I think Marcus Carey makes a play sometime in this game to really help out our Vikings. But, guys, it's going to be a great night. It's going to be a lot of fun for the Vikings. It is electric down here on the sidelines.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, spot, sideline update.